Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Greetings, Mr. Breslow. Would you like to tell me who is on the baseball team?
Hello, everybody. The 5 o'clock hour is at hand on WEI Afternoons. Stiz Grimey behind the glass with Jay Von Lesner.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Stiz has been producing his ass off the last few days.
How about it?
Just want to give him a little bit of a, you know, we say it, he's been producing his ass off. So
thank
way to
you,
go,
big
Stiz.
Guy.
How about that? Like reading breaking news, just verdicts, weighing in with legal opinions.
We got Stiz with quiz tonight.
Yeah, right.
It's just never. He's crushing it. I mean, the ball is just going in.
Yes,
every time.
Attaboy. Should celebrate with tacos.
Stiz,
we got to do that, bud.
Stiz with Quiznos. Yeah, exactly. And of course, here inside in the Kumite right now, we got the ball game, Danny Ball Game, Big Ted Johnson, your old pal Nick Stevens, aka Fitzy GFY here. And we have a load of phone calls on people that want to talk everything from Patriots to Red Sox. But first, we would be not doing our due diligence if we were not informed the masses that no, not just the Red Sox won yesterday 3-1, big game from Garrett Crochet, Ted. No, not just that the fact that they're on their way down to San Francisco to have the tete-a-tete, the war to settle, the recent trade score with Rafi Devers and his new team, the San Francisco Giants, tomorrow, but that Christian Campbell, second baseman of the future, or first baseman of the future, or Dan Ball, outfielder of the future, Red Sox of the future,
DH
one of the
of
many.
The future.
Exactly, yes. He is the future, exactly. He's like kickboxing. He's the sport of the future for the Red Sox, right? Has been sent down to AAA. So, Ted, a lot to unpack there. Your thoughts both on the Christian Campbell move, reportedly Willie Abreu making his way back off the IL to the Major League club, and yesterday's big win. We didn't get a chance to hear from you on that one. Wasn't the best stuff from Crochet, high-quality start nonetheless, and then the bullpen came in, locked it up.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh, what, they have 3 hits or something?
Yeah.
That's insane. It still won the game. So 20 runs they've had in the last 8 games, that's an average of 2.5 runs per game, and they're 7-8, and so the pitching has been electric. It's been the thing that has carried this team, and I love that the ace is pitching like an ace. At first, when the first season started, he was a little inconsistent, but not so much anymore. But just everybody just seems to be pitching, and I pointed to some things that they have consciously changed their approach to pitching, a little bit more fastballs, more cutters. They're more aggressive. Just in the strike zone with their pitches, and so they're not as predictable when they're pitching, and so it's keeping batters, kind of at bay. But I would if you had to say which, what would you rather have, a team that just knocks the crap out of a ball with no pitching staff, or a pitching staff with a team that doesn't have hot bats? Give me the second. I would rather have elite pitching. However, if they want to go where they really truly trying to go, you got to have both. But I just love the fact that now that the hitting has cooled off a little bit, at least the pitching's been superior. Because I just think it's to me, you know, in good defense they've been having is the formula. So I don't know. It's crazy, you know, with the Rafi Devers thing. They win another series even though Rafi Devers was traded. I don't hear a lot of guys complaining or moaning or bitching the fact that he's gone. It feels as if, even though there's a lot of fans that don't like that they did that, that the players inside were probably relieved, maybe the manager's relieved, and maybe you're seeing a result of that.
And how about this, Dan Ball? 9-3 over their last 12.
Okay.
Winning 4 straight series in a row.
Okay.
Big, a definite emotional lift with yesterday's win, right? I think we are now all of 76 games into the season, almost at the halfway point. I think we're now starting to see, funny, you would have to remove a significant piece physically, from the field, emotionally, overall, from the 2025 Red Sox to finally see this team's identity for now as the youth develops and it becomes all about pitching and timely defense. The identity of this team seems to now be evolving.
And that's not necessarily the fault of the Red Sox, because I think they came in, I mean, they came into the season with a different 2, 3, and 4 hitter this year. So I think their idea for what their identity was going to be, with Devers leading into Bregman, leading into Casas, and then you get into Story and Abreu and all of the depth that they were supposed to have, I think they had that. And then they kind of lost that, and then you lost Casas, and then Bregman, and you really lost that. And they teetered for a couple of weeks where you didn't really know if they were going to find any identity or if this was just going to be another lost season, and we talked about bigger changes that were going to have to be made. But I give all the credit in the world to the starting rotation that Ted talked about, because if you didn't get two consecutive trips to the rotation where you could almost put money in the bank for 6 innings, 3 runs, your classic quality start to take some pressure off the bullpen, I don't know where we are. So it's Dobbins being kind of an SOB, a guy that didn't care about the outside noise that was kind of created by him. He's been massive. I think Giolito's turning it around for consecutive starts has been great. I still worry about your boy Bueller. I'd like to see him do it for more than one start at a time. But
Bayo's put a couple of nice ones back to back.
He might be getting closer to being that second starter that you so drastically
don't
need.
Don't jinx it.
But now, to your point, it's the details have been a lot better. It seems like they're playing looser. Marcelo Meyer's a ton of fun to watch at third base, and they're winning these tight, hard-fought games. They're on the other side of the one-run
game. I love
that
guy. By the way, I just got to say, I love Meyer. I really do. I think he is built to last.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
He is. I do like that they're taking action. You know, getting rid of one of the best player, their best player, Ted, is taking, you know, is that good action? It's action. It's doing something that they think will actually benefit them in the long run. I'm okay with the Devers trade. I am. I just think his kind of attitude, it just is a cloud around that team, and it's just really hard, I think, to have a fun, loose. This team needs to be loose. It needs to be having fun. And if there's constantly, you got the Devers thing that they have to talk about, it just slows down the development of a lot of these guys. So I'm okay with that. I like that they're moving Christian Campbell down. Mm-hmm. It's action. It's taking action. It's not just status quo. So I like that they're making bold moves and doing things that they think that's best for the team, regardless of what on the outside thing. But Christian Campbell going down, Dan, you called it in your 3-point stance. I don't think that'll ever happen again. You called for them to move him down to the AAA.
Not within a half
an
hour.
3 seconds later, they did. So I think that was a smart move. You know, it's hard to work on your swing when you're playing games every day. You go down to the minors where the games don't count. You can relax, work on your game, and without the pressure of having to actually, you know, deliver every night. And so I think that's going to benefit in the long run.
Yeah. Now, if someone else were to come in and pitch better than you and play better defense than you, and the Red Sox only score 1, 2, 3 runs a game, eight games in a row with 4 runs or less, yet still more wins than losses, you're going to be blank out of luck. And then people are going to be bemoaning, like, oh, yeah, look what happens when you trade your biggest bet. But I'd like to remind everybody once again, Abreu on the way back up. Masataka Yoshida, a possibility. I know he's now being fabled in Red Sox lore, like we're talking him up like he's so much more than he is, but he's still a very good hitter. I know he can't play the field. I don't need him to play the field. I just want to see somebody come up that's a viable left-handed stick at DH as well. And let's not forget, we're less than a month away from Bregman coming back full steam, and you know he is going to be, if he can pick up where he left off, Ted, having offensively the best season of his life, my God.
Please.
Big addition.
That would be huge. And there's two things that we don't talk about. At least we haven't for 2 weeks, which is kind of shocking. One, they were the worst in the NBA, or excuse me, MLB in what? Errors. They were terrible in error. They were the worst team in pitching in the first inning by far. When you pitch better, like they have been recently, it helps the defense. Mm-hmm. You're going to have better defense behind you when you have better pitching. And so you're seeing how the pitching has led to less errors that has equated to more wins.
Yep.
I do think there's something we do need to broach with this team, though.
Okay.
I don't know where it goes from worry, concern, however you want to characterize it. Roman Anthony is still hitting .074 in his first 9 games. So and he's gone right into that high leverage. He's your remember how it was that the kids weren't supposed to be the savior? He is now the number three hitter on the Red Sox. So I'm not advocating for sending Roman Anthony down kind of thing. Like I think he deserves some runway to figure it out, much like Campbell got for the first couple months. But
he got 2.5 months to figure it out. He got
70 games.
So you guys aren't the least bit worried, aren't getting itchy with the send down button, so to speak, Fitzy.
No. Meyer's here to stay, period, with that the level of defense.
Meyer, for sure,
He's got a couple of Long Johnsons on the season. Roman Anthony needs a little more time. I'm not going to just, quick, 2 weeks, like 12 games in, knee-jerk, and say he needs to go figure his hitting out. He wasn't crushing his, I think he was batting like 230 against off-speed pitches. Okay, so obviously now he's going to see a heavy diet of those, and he's going to have to, only way to figure out how to hit left-handed pitching, how to hit off-speed pitches, and more is to do it at the major league level. Hopefully other guys can carry the load offensively till he figures it out. When he does, watch out. But he's far from a liability right now. But even so, if his numbers or his struggles at the plate become that, he's worth dragging along because you know what he can and should become as the top prospect in all of baseball.
Just I always like to use this as an example. So if you're wondering how he's 2 for 27 so far, that being Roman Anthony. I always tell people when I was down in Houston, Alex Bregman, when they called him up, he went 0 for 30. His first 30 at bats, he didn't hit. I had a hit for his first 30 at bats.
Get him out!
And he turned out pretty good. So it's just the things. This is how it works sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not ready to panic about Roman Anthony yet.
No, and if your pitching and defense can be what they've been recently, and you can get some clutch hits like Trevor Story, who St. Bregman told us in the preseason was the most important bat offensively for the Red Sox and a key to their offensive output, maybe, just maybe, you continue winning a lot of these games. Look, if Whitlock can go 10 innings without giving up a run, if Chapman can still touch 102 when he comes in, and Weissert, who just like talk about found money, talk about a golden goose, whatever you can squeeze out of that guy, I will take it. Let's go now to the phone lines. I remember the last time that we talked to this gentleman, he was the voice of all joy and optimism in Red Sox Nation. So let's go back down to Rhode Island. Bob is in Warwick. Line 3, hello, Bob.
Hello, whatever your name is.
Yep, that's what I go by.
Yep. Ball or whatever it is.
It's Ball. It's Ball. Minute Ball. Yep.
B-A-L-L, right?
Yep.
That's it.
I'm sorry to rain on your parade, but the Yankees won today. And now the Red Sox are 5 games out. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, Bob. B-A-L-L. It's a ball every time you call in. Thanks so much. That's great. Oh, can you please just put, like, make sure you write down the troll, W-E-E-I troll, or like the troll of Red Sox Nation. I want to take every one of his calls. I'll make sure to tell Andy.
Actually,
like,
it's
Bob
only five. Red Sox didn't play today. It's only 5 games. So it's not even as negative as he said it was going to be. He said it was 5.5. It's only 5.
Wow. It's only 5 games. Remember when it was 10? He did say 5.
Oh, he did say 5?
He did say 5.
Jokes on you.
Damn it.
But
I tried.
He did. But
Breslow bot.
Don't
you ask again.
Isn't that when you go, when was the last time he called the Yankees 2 days ago. Won the World Series?
Yeah. How many have they won this century?
Have the Red Sox got more?
I believe so. I think 3 more.
Hey, I hear you, Bob. I hear you, buddy. Go, Yankees suck.
I would like to also tease out Ted. In addition to the fact that coming up is everyone's favorite segment, 5:30 Quiz with Stiz, you and I will be doing Battle Dan Ball.
Uh-oh.
B-A-L, ha, ha, ha. You'll be the show's lifeline.
As soon as you started trying to spell my name of all the people on the show, I'm like, I don't need to hear this.
Yeah, what's your name? B-A-L-L, yes.
That freaking guy.
His last name is exactly what we have every time Bob calls in. Dan, tomorrow, to help us get hype and ready to preview the showdown by the Bay tomorrow, Red Sox at Giants, the Raffy Devers rematch. Who do we have calling in tomorrow at 3:30?
We have Joe Shasky, the host of the Morning Roast from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. He's going to join at 3:30, and his program director said he would be great if you want someone that is going to create some fireworks with an exclamation point.
That's our guy. I am curious. I'm going to ask, has there been talk? Is there a chance that Rafi's playing first base in this series?
Please.
And then you just wonder, like, if the Red Sox are on the first base side.
Yes.
Can you imagine if he's playing first base right next to the dugout?
Oh, don't drop it.
Does Rafi hit a homer?
Yeah.
Does he? You think
this weekend?
You think, Dan?
My money's on it.
Okay.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say he gets He
chokes up.
Yeah.
He's going to swing too hard.
I think he's going to. I don't know. My initial feeling is he's going to try too hard, and it's not going to go well.
Hey,
well,
Stiz, let's put a pin in this tomorrow. Let's do our Raffy prop bets for the weekend. Over under on strikeouts. Dan, does he hit a home run over the weekend? Does he make it? Does he play the field? Does he make an error? Let's do our official like bingo board of Rafael Devers prop bets against the Red Sox. David is in the car. He would like to talk Pat's Sox and a little bit of everything. Hello, David. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a comment about that gentleman from Rhode Island, the Yankees. So in 2004, I don't know what it is. I live in Rhode Island. There's a lot of Yankee fans in Rhode Island, especially, you know, the area in Johnston, North Providence. And I live surrounded by Yankee fans, and there was nothing better in 2004 when the Sox did what they did to him. I was like raining on their parade. I'm like, yeah, you guys don't deserve to be Yankee fans. But anyhow, I'm a Patriots. So I'm excited. I wanted Vrabel. I'm glad Josh McDaniels is here. There's only one thing that concerns me a little bit is that I believe the team's going in the right direction. The quarterback position, I'm still concerned. And the reason I say that is that we really haven't seen anything from Drake, and I believe Josh can do something with him like he did with Mac Jones, but the one thing that I'm having a hard time with is there's no competition behind Drake May, and that's a problem, because when you're a rookie quarterback, you need that. And Ted, you played, and you know that if you saw somebody that came in the same position as you, it made you play better. Because you knew, okay, if I don't do well, if I don't play good, this guy could take over for me.
That's a very good call, David. Thank you very much.
David, it's a good point. Go ahead, Dan.
No, I was going to throw a pen at Fitzy.
There you go.
I know.
I'll say this. Dave, you're right. Competition is good. It brings out the best. But I just feel like there is a natural – there's pressure on the kid. The kid feels pressure. It may be not from someone to take his job – but to perform well, to deliver on his draft position, to give the fans of New England what he wants to, and make his family proud, that's pressure. Like, so if there's one position in football where I'm like, I don't know if I need like pressure right behind this our young quarterback. You know, did Caleb Williams have a guy breathing down his neck his rookie year, or Jaden Daniels? Did he have a rookie breathing down his neck? There's natural pressure that comes with that position and expectation. So I'm not so worried. And you know what? To Dave's point, they got rid of maybe the one guy that was going to push him in Joe Milton in the offseason. So that was if you're looking for that dynamic, that dynamic went on down to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, they did indeed. And I would just like to also point out in the past hour when we went down Tom Curran's six reasons why you should expect the Patriots to markedly improve in 2025 notice, there was nothing about Drake May. There was not year two leap for Drake May. Drake May becomes the next Josh Allen.
Nothing on the offense really as a whole.
Domination for Drake May. Like, there was nothing there on that. So it's all of that blue collar meat and potatoes sort of fundamental stuff that we were talking about, Ted, that should be the reasons why you think the Patriots are going to improve next year. Yes, my friend Stanley.
But that's also what separates the stars from the superstars, is the ability to rise above said pressure. So, yeah, and even with Joe gone, there is a lot of pressure, and I'm very curious to see if he's going to rise above it.
Yeah. All right, he is definitely the guy that I will have both eyes fixed on for the majority of training camp, and I think all preseason long, because I, like many, not quite as sold. Does he seem to have the physical tools? Yes. But am I sold that it's all going to come together, especially given the complexities of the McDaniels offense?
I'm hesitant to go there with you as well. I love this skill set he has.
Right.
But can he put it all together? I'm hesitant to say with real certainty that he can.
And would you all say that this season, like, this is it? Sink or swim?
No. For Drake? No.
Yes.
No.
No?
No, because they won't have to make a decision on his fifth-year option until 30.
I'm not saying, do we get rid of him if he had, but is this the next,
I think we should see. I think we should
see Cleveland.
If we don't know after this year coming up, Stiz, if he's the guy, then I'm really worried. Some people will say, he's got a new offensive coordinator, so he's really a rookie this year. No. I'm not. He's a second-year guy. That's usually when guys make their biggest jump. I got to see something in his game that tells me he's a franchise guy this year. Yep.
All right, and before we catch up on trending sports news, he's also been waiting for a quick comment. One of the other rays of sunshine here at WEEI, Steve in Fall River. Steve, it's been a minute. Good afternoon, sir.
So if Mike Vrabel is the biggest, or the coach's staff, the biggest reason to be optimistic about this team, that's a problem. Now, are they going to be better? I hope so. David Andrews. Remember my call on my David Andrews, Mr. From the old carryover show here, Fitzy?
Mm-hmm.
I called him ranting and raving because you guys said, one day in December, he said, oh, I think next year will be better. We'll have David Andrews at center and Cole Strange. I went off the rails about relying on David Andrews. You said they're going to get out of the way, Ted, and let the new guys go. Why isn't the same thing being said about Raffy being in the way and letting the new guys grow instead of everybody flipping out about it?
You won't hear
that
me
has
complain.
To be the same dynamic on the Red Sox.
Yep. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
By the way, we didn't say he was the biggest reason for optimism. We said that he was the biggest MVP of the offseason to this point.
Yeah, and also
we just talked about the entire defense and leadership group being the reason for optimism
Dan,
right now.
Dan, I don't remember that David Andrews call.
What? What are you talking about? You don't remember Steve's call from six months ago?
Mr. Crossover Guy. We got B-A-L-L and Mr. Crossover Guy and Ted Johnson.
What a crew.
Yeah, I mean, Ted, there are reasons, obviously. You know, offensive line, question marks. Wide receiver room, question marks. Yeah. Drake May, question marks. So it stands to reason that there are a number of reasons to, I won't say worry, but at least, you know, have your antenna up for the offense, whereas there are reasons to be optimistic, if not a little bit confident, on the defensive side.
I just can't imagine them having a better offseason. If Gerard Mayo was still here, was still the coach, how do we feel about this team? Very, very different. So
Mike went out and got
eight to nine starters in free agency.
Yep.
The Patriots haven't done that, never, not once.
Mm-hmm.
So this is they've been very, very, very aggressive in how they've restructured the roster, tried to change the culture, trying to set a new standard. And that to me are the most important aspects of trying to win football games. All of those things matter most.
Just like when you took the SATs, get your bananas, sharpen your number two pencils, and put your best mind forward, because when we come back, it is time, Thursday at 5:34, America's number one sports radio game show, Quiz with Stiz. But now, the number one reason why ICE usually visits our studios once a week, Dan Ball with trending sports news.
Who needs Raffy? We have Jordan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hicks.
You know, that's got me thinking this weekend. Weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous. Going to be down Old Cape Cod, take my first summertime swim in the shark-filled bays. Hopefully not get devoured. Going to be grilling up some, Ted, I prefer, I know we like to talk barbecue here. We've never sampled some together, but I love, I'm a big St. Louis cut rib. I get a nice, well-butchered.
That's the only way.
And thank you, Jacob. Javon Lesner back in there.
Okay.
The St. Louis cut ribs, slow cooked for about three, smoke them for 3-4 hours, 225, so up to 240. Then put a little homemade sauce.
Okay.
And then finish them on the grill for about 15 minutes and get a good char on them.
Sounds pretty good.
It does. It's
I take that.
100%. That's my favorite.
You're a
beef rib guy, right?
I'm big. Well, yeah. Yeah. Family sold the restaurant a few years ago, but yeah, 35 years, the rib tickler down in Houston.
Legend.
Show trip?
Yeah, let's go.
Burnt ends and nice cornbread.
Man. Stanley, baked beans. Have you had, you like baked beans from Burnt?
I love
place, right?
We have ranch style beans. We don't have baked beans, but we got, you know, we got the chicken, we got links, we got, we smoke.
Hot links.
We smoke turkeys all the time. We do everything down
That's
there.
Living.
The baked beans, when they're done in the smoker, so the fat from the pork just Dips drips down.
Yep.
Into, oh.
Yeah, fried catfish, chicken fried
talk
steak,
to me, goose.
On
talk
and
to
on,
me.
Baby.
Hey, we talked some Red Sox, and of course we talked some NFL in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. I'd like to remind everyone, your NFL talk on the afternoon show is brought to you by Drains by James. That's Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, Dan Ball, they give a poop about your pipes.
Thank God they do.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the wait is over. The time to do battle in the game show Kumite is at hand. It's Quiz with Stiz.
Let's go, Stiz.
All right, boys, you know the name, you know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Andy Hart on his Caribbean vacation. We wish him all the best. Hope he's having fun. So Nick Stevens will battle Ted Johnson in a head-to-head match to
First
see
timer.
Who is the smartest man alive. I will remind the audience, Ted Johnson pulled out the dub last week.
Let's go.
Last week was on
like
football movies.
Wait, hold on. Ted beat Andy in football movies? Well,
yeah.
It's football and movies. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it Andy? That's right.
That's
it was
right.
Andy.
It
That's
was,
right. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. All right, before we get going.
Hold on. Stiz, will this make you more comfortable?
Yeah, a little lower, lower. Yeah, and then just complain after every.
Where's the hat? You need like a little hat just popping over the mic.
I forgot my visor.
After every wrong answer, complain that it's not fair.
This thing is rigged.
This whole thing is rigged.
All right, before we get going with tonight's theme, pass it to Dan Ball to give you some ground rules.
All right, thank you, Stiz. So it is Fitzy versus Ted today on the quiz with Stiz. Our quiz master has picked a topic for this week. He will ask the host a question. If they get it wrong, the other host will have a chance to answer. And if neither get it, it will open it up to multiple choice on that question. Stiz will ask 10 questions. The most correct answers after those 10 questions is the winner. The twist this week, I am the lifeline, me and all my 26 years of glory and my trivia knowledge. So if you use me and I get it right, that opens up a second lifeline. But if I get it wrong, then that takes away your second lifeline. And now to the quiz master himself,
well,
my man Stiz.
Touch gloves.
Yep, touch gloves. I want a nice, clean fight, clean, fair fight. No fighting airs.
Wow. All right. Some respect in the quiz. What a first.
Tonight's theme is NBA Finals.
Ooh.
NBA Finals.
Okay.
Big
game
tonight.
Okay.
All right. Nicholas.
Ted's the returning champion.
Oh, that's right. So, Ted, heads or tails?
I'm going to say, because my nickname was always centered around my big head, I'm going to say Ted the Heads.
And heads it was.
All right.
Heads will go first.
I thought
tonight.
Tails never fails you.
It does.
Lying liar.
See, and everyone always yells at me that it doesn't, but it does. All right, Ted, first question.
All right.
How many titles do the Bulls have?
The Bulls, the Chicago Bulls. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is that can that be my answer?
No, I'm sorry.
Multiple?
We need a specific
can I say multiple?
Number. Nope.
I'm going to say, number. I'm going to say, is the answer what is six titles?
He's on the board.
Wow.
He's on the board.
Oh, I was hoping you weren't going to pull it out. Michael Jordan has six rings.
Let's go.
That's right. Michael Jordan, six rings. All right, Nick.
Well done. Yes, sir.
Which player from the Cavaliers suffered a knee injury in game one of the 2015 NBA Finals and missed the rest of the season?
Wait, he suffered in the finals and missed the rest of the finals?
Knee injury, game one, 2015 Finals, Cavaliers, missed the rest of the season.
Kevin Love.
Kevin, no love. Ted.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the answer?
Is it, show me, Kyrie Irving?
It's 2-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. This is a runaway.
Nothing.
Why did I, see, why, that's, Dan, that's the thing I do the most. I overthink it. The obvious answer was Kyrie, but I thought, oh, that's too obvious. Let me try Kevin Love.
Yeah. In the mind of Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Trust your gut, man.
Let's keep it moving, Ted. Which NBA player was the first winner of the Finals MVP despite being on a losing team?
We got to go way back. You know what? Why do I feel like I saw this in a TV series recently? Is it the logo, Jerry West?
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
3-0. 3-0.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like that was a guess, but that was a good guess.
Wow. No, actually, I was going to go Lakers. In full disclosure, I was going to go Will Chamberlain.
I thought what about that. I thought.
Holy smokes. 3-0.
So, yeah, real quick. That was in 1969. It was the first year ever they had the MVP finals. Jerry West was on the losing team that year. He would win it again in 72 with the Lakers.
Oh my God. I am nothing but a burnt shadow and a chalk outline.
I remember that from winning time. That was a good season. The Lakers winning.
First season was good.
All right, Nick. First team to win three consecutive NBA finals.
First team to win three consecutive NBA finals. That better be your Boston Celtics. They won 11. How did they not win three in a row?
Okay. Okay.
First team to win three consecutive NBA finals.
So if it's not the Celtics, could it be the... With the team that always played the Celtics? Is it the Lakers, Stiz?
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's a runaway freight train.
Let's
4-0. There may not be enough questions for me to even get back into this soon enough.
All right, moving along.
Smokes.
Ted.
Hank, keep up. Oh my God,
I feel like I look.
Yes, sir.
The Celtics won 8 consecutive finals until this team killed the streak in 1967.
Was it the New York Knicks?
No.
Thank God. He is human.
Thank God. I'm going to go.
They're the same. They're same conference, aren't they?
I'm going to go with the in 1967. You said Stiz.
That's right.
All right. I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks.
No.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. Celtics won 8 consecutive finals until this team killed the streak in 1967. Ted, was it A, the Lakers, B, the 76ers, or C, the Clippers?
Ooh, you know what? You want to say the Lakers? Is it? I'm going to say, was it Dr. J? Was it 76ers? Was it the 76ers? Yes.
You got it.
Yes.
Why did I? 76ers. I overthought it again.
Yes.
76. Dr. J was not even yet in the ABA yet.
He wasn't born yet.
All right, Nick.
That was a useless fact. It's 5-0.
Nick, who was the 2008 NBA Finals MVP?
The 2008 NBA Finals MVP was Paul Pierce.
Hey.
All right. Got it.
I mean, you had to get that. I mean, that would have been.
That would have been
really bad, huh?
I would have resigned right
now. Alrighty, Ted.
Good job, bud. Yeah.
How many times did Michael Jordan win Finals MVP?
I'm going to say, so they won 6 titles, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he won it 5 times.
Ooh.
No? Okay. All right.
Nick.
There is absolutely nobody on that team that should have won Finals MVP.
One. You can say 6?
I just got to go for 6.
Oh!
Imagine that, Jordan.
I was like,
I thought the same thing. Like, he can't win it every time,
so I'll
can
take
he?
One.
Like, yep.
6.
No, I was going to say 4 or 6.
6 times.
Imagine all right, that. Still alive, old friend. 5-2.
Who's better, him or LeBron?
No margin of error for me.
Nick.
Yeah.
This NBA team became the first team to lose 3 consecutive finals.
Oh, for the love of everything. This team became the first NBA team to lose 3 consecutive NBA finals.
Oh, my God.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, sorry. Teddy Ted.
Yes, sir.
First NBA team to lose 3 consecutive NBA finals.
How do I feel? Were the Buffalo Bills the first team to lose 4 championships?
In the NFL, maybe.
Yeah? Did they lose 4?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it's another team in New York. I'm going to say the New York Knicks.
And I'm going to say you're right.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, he ices the dub.
Woof. All right. We got 2 more. Let's speed it along here. All right,
wow.
Ted.
Wow.
It's been reported that the Celtics are currently in trade talks with the Spurs. When is the last time that the Spurs won the NBA Finals?
Oh, is this my question?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you.
Yep.
I'm going to say, why do I feel...
He's mid-victory lap right now.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Why do I got Absolutely. This I got this year in my head. Is it? I feel like they won one in 2014.
Mylanta.
Oh!
Brad Stevens. I said earlier in the show today, Brad Stevens' favorite team, the 2014 Spurs. Kawhi Leonard absolutely smoked the Miami Heat in a revenge match. This is an all-time performance. There is Ted is just absolutely.
Ted has matched his point total. He had seven versus Andy. He's got seven again today with one.
Dare I say, like the NBA Jams guy, he's on fire.
And then Nick, to finish it up.
Sure.
How many points did the Boston Celtics beat the Mavericks by to win Game 5 of the 2024 NBA Finals?
Yeah, they beat them by
Rays banner number.
They beat
them
by FU. I'm gonna say 23.
Oh, Ted.
I feel like under 20. I'm gonna say 17 points.
Ooh, that's close.
Really? Oh, okay. All right,
Nick. What we got? Was it A 7, B 11, C 18?
Well, you said close, so I'm gonna go with 18 in life.
With
you
the
got
score
it.
Of 106 in life to 88, your Boston Celtics raised banner number 18, and that is how you play Quiz with Stiz.
An extra Ted. Congratulations.
That was impressive. 2-0.
House Johnson is celebrating right now, like Roman Anthony's family. There's ziti and garlic bread flying everywhere.
Oh,
God bless. Hey, this freaking guy. Ted, you taught me a valuable lesson there. Just trust your gut.
That's it. Trust your gut. Your gut never lies, man.
No, nope, that's right.
Way
that's
to go, Ted.
That's what they call it.
Thank you, Craig.
Breslobot, thank you so much. This has been another excellent show, boys. Why don't we come back with some odds and ends and wrap up today's edition of WEEI Afternoon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good job, Ted. Who is that we just heard from?
Yes.
That's my boy and fellow Texan, Ted, Jordan Spieth. And who among us hasn't needed to throw back a couple of beers after a tough round of golf?
That's why I like a couple of beers.
That's right. More relatable by the day.
Are either of you guys, are you, Ted, do you
drink a couple of beers? Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Indeed. I've gotten more into keeping the swing lube in the cooler on the cart or in my bag. And then deciding when and if I need it. Like, if I'm playing well through the first four or five holes, even if a beer would be refreshing, I'd rather just keep the momentum going.
I'm not a big drinker. It'll throw my game off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I might take a little hit off the canopy. You know, a little bit.
I haven't golfed with a gummy.
If I'm doing that, I play with guys. So it's so funny. I play with guys that will not play golf unless they got a big old cash register dip in. Like, they just can't play. We got to stop. We got to get some dip, and that's what we got to do. That's not me, but I'm not a big not a big drinker. Period. You know?
And now Arcan, you see all these municipal golf courses. Christian Arcan joining us.
Hello,
here for the crossover. Good to see you. Hello. You know, I love to see in some of these golf courses on the South Shore, some of the local munis, the garbage cans are nothing but high noons and Zin containers.
Yeah.
Guys, I feel like I'm at home when I see
those. You youngs now are out here just getting all hopped
up. We know how to have fun on
your hard course. On your hard seltzers and your Zin packs. Arcan, what's going on, guy?
Not too much. I didn't go five rounds with Mike Tyson like you did, so things are going okay for me.
Yeah,
you look like Peter McNeely right now.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in a cocoon of horror. I definitely should not have challenged Tyler Durden to a basement brawl. It didn't go well. I love all the jokes, by the way, on the text line and in the Twitch feed where people were sympathizing with the size of my melon. They were sympathizing with the asphalt I fell on.
Hey, you've been a good sport today.
I took it.
Did you even get the concussion hands out to break your fall at all? Was it just a face hit first?
So the way that the way that my kids, my son Thomas, the 12-year-old, he's a whiz on the scooter as well. Obviously, I not.
Like the way scooter, works, like what kind of scooter?
It's like those ones that you see that you can take around town where you pay money and you get it. It's got a throttle.
Gotcha.
And the way the throttle works with your thumb, and it's super sensitive. And then there's a handbrake right there as well. So I mistook one for the other, got up late at night, and also, foolishly enough, and again, I said it earlier in the show, I'll say it again, do not go out on a bike, do not go on a scooter without a helmet. If I had a helmet, and it's difficult to find a size 8 helmet, Ted, it would have at least broken the fall a little bit. But instead, I fell, I went for throttle, hit the brake, it threw me right off over the handlebars. Didn't even realize I was falling. Next thing I know, just absolute hammer.
So no brace with the hands?
No, and my arm went across my throat. Okay. The elbow broke the fall a little bit.
Do you ever see people wearing helmets on those things, though?
Like, when they're drunk in town in Nashville, Los Angeles, Boston, or New York, no. And that Nashville PD will tell you that the main reason why they get called
Those scooter accidents?
Yeah, it's scooter accidents and overturned pedal taverns during bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah.
They have so many broken elbows, skin, knees, faces, et cetera. Yep.
Those things look just the most dangerous. You got a bunch of people boozing on the pedal cart thing.
Terrible
idea. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll ask you the question everyone asked me when George broke my nose. What really happened?
God, I forgot about that.
Did I hear you were out late at night? Were you out late at night last night?
No.
Oh, I thought you said late at night.
No.
Had a couple in you.
Buzz scooting is drunk scooting.
I'm not sure I'd be admitting all that.
No.
I
would not. It was a nighttime scoot.
Nighttime
scoot. Not the smartest thing I could have ever done.
All right.
You know,
learn, baby.
You do. You live and learn, and they're only superficial wounds. There we go. That was a good time, Christian.
You look tough. Doesn't he look tough? Like tougher than he normally does.
Tougher.
You kind of look like, I always thought that Fitzy sort of looks like the old man in the mountain, you know, from in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like from the side. He always sort of, but now you really do, you know? You got like the
bacon.
Do I look like I served alongside someone who took one for the team?
Sort of, yeah.
It's a shame. Most of that's not there anymore, Arkan.
I know. It fell down. The old man in the mountain fell down.
It did.
Which really kind of defeats the whole point of it. You know, it's like, this is the big tough thing in New Hampshire, and then it fell down.
I look like someone challenged, like if Phil was challenged to ritual trial by combat on Modern Family.
Yeah.
That's what I get. I get that one a lot.
That's pretty good.
I do. I get that a lot. Hey, and on that note, this incredibly
unique
version.
Aren't you
going
to ask me what I got on the show tonight?
I got to get a sponsor read in first. JFC, my God.
Get on with it, please.
This discussion of how terrible I look right now with my scooter wounds has been brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate, most of which should be worn with a helmet. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS for Kids with a K. Or visit carsforkids.org. Hey, Arkan, what's coming up on
your
radio program tonight?
We're going to be joined by Chris Smith from Mass Live at 7:30. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
We will have the nightly news as all the beaches around here are closing because it's so hot and they're all worried about bacteria. So we'll get you caught up on that. Some final Karen Reed trial thoughts as well. And at 9:30, we got the Dongs, baby.
Round two
of the Dongs
here. Baby.
Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing what Mr. Braverman's got cooked up. Should be a fun, full 4-hour show tonight.
You know what they say around here? If you want Dongs, you call Braverman.
That's right. That's what I do.
Just going to let that one sit there for a second.
That was awkward.
This is awkward.
Tremendous League of Their Own art that you put up on Twitter to promote it, too. Fantastic.
You can thank ChatGPT for that.
Yeah. By the way, that looked kind of like you just a little bit.
All-time sports movie.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. Still holds up to this day.
When Tom Hanks tells the ump he looks like a penis with a little hat on, that's a great
My favorite is when he autographs the baseball for the kid. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. All right, on tomorrow's show, we'll talk some football. We'll talk some baseball. We'll see if we have a new NBA champion, Ted. Could be a big night for the Thunder. We will also have our pal Mego calling in. She wrote a great piece on Efton Chisholm. Spoke with his high school coach, his college coach as well. So we'll talk some football, breakdown. The star of camp to date as well. And, of course, Dan Ball, 3:30 tomorrow.
Joe Shasky, host out in San Francisco. Apparently, he's going to bring the fireworks about Rafael Devers, so we'll see if that's true.
Buckle up.
Javon, great job. Stanley, Stiz Grimy Bruno, incredible work. Big Ted Johnson, great having you here. Great energy. Dan Ball game, the ball game. Awesome work. Stay tuned for the Christian Arkan Show, everybody. It's going to be a great time with he and Braverman till 10. Dongs at 9:30. And, of course, remember, please scoot responsibly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.